Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Hello?
Hey, Pete. This is Jane at Rocky Creek.
Hi, Jane. What's up?
Actually, Pete, I was kind of surprised to find you in your office. I thought your big boiler shutdown was going on.
We got done early. What can I do for you?
That's what I was calling about. Our recovery boiler outage is coming up next quarter, and I was wondering if you had any current experience with outage contractors.
Well, as I said, we got done early, a day early, and under budget. Most importantly, we had a zero safety incident rate.
Wow, who did you use?
RMR Mechanical. They even had time to teach our own maintenance people a thing or two.
That's good to know, Pete. Got their number?
RMR Mechanical. Call us at 770-205-9646 or meet us at rmrmechanical.com. The following column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan reading it for Jim. The title of the column is Now Let's Get Practical, Part 2. And here's what Jim has to say about that. Last week, we talked about personnel. I promised to talk about maintenance this week. If skilled operating personnel are in short supply, and the future is bleak as far as finding adequate numbers of trained operators, then the supply of qualified maintenance personnel is 10 times worse. A couple of years ago, when the oil patch suffered a downturn, some of us thought maintenance workers would be knocking on our doors, for their skills are largely transferable. It never happened. Yet even though the situation is bleak in the near term as far as maintenance personnel are concerned, I'll state that in the long term, it has a possibility of becoming much brighter. Why? Additive manufacturing and IoT. I have been touting additive manufacturing as a solution to some of our maintenance costs for several years. Simply, instead of having a warehouse full of unique spare parts that we have no idea when we will use, we will have additive manufacturing work centers, 3D printers, and bins of appropriate sintered alloys and plastic nodules from which we will make our own parts on site. From Uli box covers to ball valves, we'll make what we need when we need it from fungible bins of appropriate raw materials. But there's more. For decades, we have had NEMA frame motors and ANSI standard pumps. Why can these not be joined as a new skid-mounted fusion assembly with standard inlet and outlet piping locations and dimensions, as well as standard disconnect electrical service, sort of a Nemansi power pump set? Then when a unit has problems, you slip it out, slip in another, and send the whole used unit to a central repair center for refurbishing. No service in your mill shop. It goes directly to a specialized service center that can economically and quickly refurbish it. Power pump sets are just the start of the implementation of this concept. IoT is the Internet of Things. It is the idea that everything is linked to the Internet. Our fusion pump assembly described above is an excellent example of a candidate for IoT. The manufacturer can then monitor it on a continuous basis and let the mill know when it is trending towards falling out of an acceptable operating specification range. The supplier will notify the mill that a replacement will be on its way for the mill to exchange at the next outage. This scenario takes predictive maintenance to an entirely new level and requires no mill personnel except for the quick disconnect-reconnect activity. This can be done for nearly everything in the mill, from dryer bearings to machine clothing to slice lips. hook it all up to the IoT and let the manufacturers tell us when we're out of specification. IoT can and should be used for all of your electronic control systems right now. Instead of an instrument tech making rounds or sitting at a computer screen in your facility trying to ascertain what might go wrong with your drives and so forth, the supplier should be able to monitor these items right now at its own facility and let you know what you need to change today. At the same time, the supplier can automatically restock your lightly loaded spare parts inventory when you use a part. After all, they can get you more via overnight services to be on your shelves in the morning. Suddenly, with the implementation of the scenarios I have described here, your on-site maintenance skill level requirements and personnel count fall drastically. Your maintenance inventory melts away. Your mill runs closer to like new specifications that it has in years. Downtime is reduced, for now you have truly predictive maintenance provided by IoT. What's the downside? We need better internet security, for when you open your mill up to the sort of IoT I have described here, many, many parties will be able to reach into your mill and gather data. Sophisticated encryption will be required to make sure that only those with a need to know, know. This may be the largest challenge of them all, and the only one that is stopping you from beginning your conversion to the maintenance scenario of the future right now. Safety can join the IoT world, too. Sensors in dangerous areas, monitoring sensors built into clothing, can warn us when we're getting too close. Barriers can arm themselves and gently push us out of the way if our path to peril continues. We can do this right now, too. Be safe, and we will talk next week. And now this word, it is advertising sales season, and we have produced the best media kit we have ever put together. Ask me for a copy today and put my feet to the fire. Make me explain it to you. You can get one by calling me on my cell phone, 404-822-3412, or emailing me at jthompson@taii.com. As we have been saying, if you like our innovative ways of presenting the news about the pulp and paper industry, I'll suggest you do the following. If you're in a mill and like what you see here, please tell your suppliers what you like to read and who you would like to see them support with their advertising budgets. If you are a supplier, please be aware we know we are first in news. We think we have the largest audience in the pulp and paper industry worldwide. And we know we have the lowest advertising costs. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2017, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.